Hi, this is Rick Allison. I'm here on Cygnus Radio from 10 to noon, Monday through Friday. Some old school, freeform radio. You never know what's coming up next, largely because I don't know what's coming up next. Tune in.
Metal Dad Radio, welcome back to another edition. I'm your host, the Metal Dad, and that, of course, is Iron Maiden. Starting us off, as we normally do, up in the irons. Kicking it off with a little Flash of the Blade. Love that tune. Haven't heard it in a while. Figured we'd play it. All right, so we got a big show for you guys this week. New stuff. Stuff celebrating an anniversary. And record label showcase. I'll give you a little hint. We're going to Sweden for the record label showcase. Technically Germany, then Sweden. But this is a record label that was built to support one band originally. I'm on putting up some cool stuff. We'll get to that in a little bit. But first, now, the new things we're going to be playing include this from a band out of Brazil called Escarnium. And they have a new record out through Everlasting Spew that just dropped on May 9th called Inexorable Entropy. Let's give you a track of it right now. This one's called Cancerous Abyss. It's Metal Dad Radio.
Thank you.
Metal Dad Radio. Right there, solid block of new music, including that band out of Netherlands called Anthropomorphia. And they have a new record out called Devoid of Light. It's dropped on May 16th through Testimony Records. And we gave you the track Unending Hunt. Before that, a band called Drouth from Portland, Oregon area. And they have a new record out called The Teeth of Time, which also drops on May 16th. And we gave you the track off of that album called False Grail. And starting off the block, Escarnium from Brazil, who dropped their new record Inexorable Entropy May 9th through Everlasting Spew Records. And we gave you the track Cancerous Abyss. That's a solid-ass block of death metal right there, if I've ever heard one. All right, so time for us now to go into our label showcase. And I dug a little deep for this one. Everybody who listens to this show is familiar with Bathory. You should be. If you're not, you definitely should be. Bathory, of course, was masterminded by Quarthon. And his father created a record label called Black Mark Production, mostly to release Bathory albums. But it didn't stop there, because they released a lot of killer albums, especially in the 1990s, early 1990s. And but that is some wholesome metal dadness right there. When your dad starts a record label to release your records. Quarthon's dad is obviously much cooler than I am. I have not started any record labels for any of my children. But let's play some of the non-Bathory albums that were released on Black Mark Production back in the day. Let's go back to 1991. Dan Swano's Edge of Sanity was on Black Mark Production for quite some time. Here's a track off of their 1991 debut album, Nothing But Death Remains. This is Edge of Sanity, Human Aberration. It's Metal Dad Radio. We'll be right back. Metal Dad Radio, and that right there, three killer albums released on Black Mark Productions back in the early 1990s. And that was a band called Memento Mori. Short-lived, was only around for maybe like 5 years or so, but they put out four records. It was Mike Weed, who now plays guitar for King Diamond. His original band, Hexenhaus, which is a Swedish thrash metal band, he decided to form this sort of doom progressive project with Messiah Markkulen, who, of course, was the original singer for Candlemass. So you recognize that voice. And they dropped their debut album, Rhymes of Lunacy, through Black Mark Production in 1993. We gave a track off of that called Morbid Fear. Before that, a killer band called Cemetery. Highly underrated band in my mind, especially the early stuff, of which includes their debut album, An Evil Shade of Grey, released in 1992 through Black Mark Productions. We gave you the track Where the Rivers of Madness Stream. And starting off the block, Edge of Sanity, which of course is Dan Swano's project. And they released their debut album, Nothing But Death Remains, in 1991 through Black Mark Productions. So there you go. Killer label. Did not stick around, of course, after the untimely passing of Kvartan. But while they were around, helped release a lot of killer European metal. So there you go. All right. Time now for us to get into albums celebrating anniversaries, including two albums that were released on the same day. And I'll tell you what those are when we come back. But right now, let's start with Gorgoroth. On May 11th, 1998, released their album Destroyer, or About How to Philosophize with the Hammer Through Nuclear Blast. Let's give you the one track that Gall sang on this record, because he had just joined the band. This is Gorgoroth, Destroyer. Smell Dead Radio. Metal Dad Radio, and that right there, three albums, three killer albums, celebrating anniversary, especially this last two. The Gathering, love this record. Nighttime Birds is the name of the album. May 15th, 1997, released through Century Media Records. We gave you the track, The Earth Is My Witness. Absolutely love that record. Before that, another classic, Opeth. May 11th, 1998, they released My Arms, Your Hearse through Candlelight Records. Gave you the track Demon of the Fall, which if metal bands had greatest hits albums, Opeth would have Demon of the Fall on their greatest hits record. I mean, they've played it live pretty much their entire career since its release. And speaking of release, on the same day that Opeth released My Arms, Your Hearse, Gorgoroth released Destroyer, or About How to Philosophize with the Hammer. And we gave you the sort of title track Destroyer off of that album. All right, it's time for us to finish off this show now. As a tribute to We Believe's first ever heavy metal band, we always finish with Black Sabbath. It's going to be a track off of the Volume 4 record. This is Sabbath. It's Tomorrow's Dream. Till next week, kids.